This is KUT. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to issue a ruling on Texas's controversial abortion law in the coming weeks. Abortion providers and activists in Texas are waiting to hear what the court decides. In the meantime, they're also preparing for a possible loss and clinic closures that would result. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Because the court has only 8 justices right now, there are 3 possible outcomes in the case against the Texas abortion law known as House Bill 2. 2 of those outcomes, including a tie vote, means the law would be upheld. And for people who do the work of either providing or securing access to legal abortions here in Texas, that possibility is pretty stressful.
You know, each time I kind of write my draft for a response to a negative decision, a decision that would basically uphold HB 2, my heart just sinks, you know, and this is extremely nerve-wracking.
You know, we're sort of like every day we're like, okay, you know, what is this the day where we're going to find out what's going to happen?
That's Amanda Williams with the Lilith Fund and Sarah Wheat with Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas. The Lilith Fund helps low-income women pay for an abortion. Planned Parenthood operates an abortion clinic here in Austin. If HB 2 stands, that clinic would be one of 9 in the state that advocates say will stay open. Others will be forced to close. And this scenario, clinics closing overnight, is not unfamiliar to Williams or Wheat. In fact, Wheat says this reminds her of more than a year ago when the law was fully in effect and the Supreme Court hadn't announced it would hear the case yet.
You know, that was incredibly distressing and stressful because we did see so many clinics in the state have to basically close or, you know, stop providing services. And we saw what an impact that had and just how many women were having to call our clinic just, you know, frantic.
Amanda Williams says she remembers when the law was first enacted and there was a lot of fear and confusion. She and others had to figure out logistics, which clinics were still open and how to get women there on a moment's notice. Williams says that's what she thinks about as she waits for the ruling.
We don't want to live that again. That sort of frantic period was just so overwhelming. But I think what we are doing is just kind of preparing for the worst, right? We know that we've been through this before. We've come out of it. We can do this.
The Supreme Court is releasing opinions over the next couple of weeks. Justices will be weighing in specifically on 2 provisions of HB 2. One requiring clinics to meet the standards of an ambulatory surgical center and that abortion doctors have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.